still Iko may work the crop when the Eitzel is feathers, that like Rashi says in his record, Eitzel on Mizbeach, that you do not burn it on the Mizbeach, but you throw it down on the side of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara still has the Iko in the Sochim, either is the Yain that we pour on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, that goes to the Shisim, it goes to the sides, not on the Eish itself. Ivu Iko Minchas Nesochim, there's the Mincha that's brought with the Korban, that there the whole thing is burnt, there's no Shirayim left over. So Gemara still says, Kivon Dika Mincha Diachle Kahanim Mino, since there are some type, or most type of Menochis, that there is Shirayim left over that the Kahanim eat, not those things is burnt, therefore Leib Sikra, therefore doesn't say Mincha. Therefore the only one thing that's completely always burnt on the Mizbeach is only the Levoina. But if the person said Pirashti, he wanted them, so then he did not only mean Levoina, it could be one of the other things, and Achlami, then an Ola would be in the Parasha, or Ola Saif, and Menochis, these Menochis would also be in the Sefik. So he said in the Mishnah again, what the Horeya lies off, somebody says, what, have a Chiyah to bring gold? So Loch is Lo Yifchos Midinazov, you can't bring less than a Dinazov, a golden coin, which you came out, that's 25 Dinri Kesef. Smur says, Vidumma Nascha, maybe meant to say a piece of gold, a solid piece, I didn't know to say meant to Metzepeya altogether. So Mirloza, the Yama Matbeya, where the person said clearly a coin. He says a golden coin. For the more still the Duma Priti, maybe golden coin means a pruta, smaller than a dinner. A pruta is less. Yeah, so Mirloza says, a Mirloza Priti is the Havala Yav the Inchin. Nobody makes that, they don't make such a small coin. They don't make a golden pruta. So therefore, at the smallest coin of gold that's used is a dinner, so therefore we say meant a dinner. And the Mishnah says, Kesef, he said to Minadin bin Kesef, and it's also Yifchos Medinah. He can't be less than a dinner's worth of Kesef. For the morning, same question again, Vidulma may be Nasa. Maybe the person meant a piece of silver. On the less again, Gemma Matbeya, no, the person said clearly Matbeya. He said a coin. For the more of a Vidulma Priti, maybe here he meant a silver, a pruta, which is less than a dinner. On the Sheshes, the Asra, the Lysagi, Priti, the Kaspar. And Echnami, our time is talking about a place where there they do not use for currency a pruta of silver. As I said, the smallest coin that's used by silver is a dinner. So that's what the Mishnah says. It means a dinner, matbeya of a dinner. Yeah. Then it says what? Nechoshes. Somebody says in Chayim Tov bring nechoshes. So la yifchos min meyer kesef. You can't bring less than a meyer's worth of kesef. That's a yifch a copper worth of meyer's kesef. Yetanya Blazer Ben Yaakov Oina La Yifchos Mitzinuva Ketana Shenachoshish. He can't bring less than a small tzimur or a small fork of copper. For the Gemara Lomai Chazer, what does that fit for? On Rabbaye Shemachatetin Bo Psilas. Here you could use this small fork that will clean out the psilas, the wicks of the menorah, or Mekamcha Benerah to clean it out also. That's also good. So Rashi say, Rashi says here, Mitzina Ktani, a mazla cut in a small fork that they'll clean it out. Could be with no copper coins there, right? So he said, right on the Cheshis, he just meant to give the amount of like a piece of a copper. So Mara says, he holds also, he gives a copper fork, that's also good. That's fit to be used. Right? Then it says, yeah, Barzo. What about somebody says barzel, a metal? So Tanya Acher Moimim, La Yifchos Mi Kliya Orif. You can't bring less than a Kliya Orif. Rashi says, Mismurif Chadim, there were sharp nails. Terchim Barosh Gag Heichel, on top of the Heichel they had nails sticking up. Lechalos Orvim, nor the bird should not sit there. Because if you menadav to bring metal, you have to at least bring the smallest amount of this type of pegs, these nails they use on top of the heichel. For kama, how much nails? On Rav Yosef, amma lama. Maybe that's how big the nail has to be. It has to be an amma by an amma. Because the army says like this, lo yifchois meyam alama. Adav, you mechai yourself to bring bars of metal to the base of meat, vedek amayis, you have to bring at least a piece of metal, an amma by an amma. On just the esma, my chazah, what is that fit for? On Rav Yosef, lechal yorif, that's fit to make these pegs for the top of the heichel, yeah, to keep away the birds. It could be they had one iron sheet up there, and it was made a lot of pegs sticking out from it.
That's what they use on top of the Heichel. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Harei Yalla Yayin. Somebody's mechayiv himself to bring Yayin for the Sochem. Falokhuruz lo yivchus mishlesh lugim. The least amount of wine to bring is 3 lugim, which that's the shear for the Nesochem of a Kevis. The smallest amount is 3 lugim. That's a reviyah for him. Shemen. Somebody's mechayiv himself to bring Shemen for the Beis Hamikdash. So lo yivchus milug, you can't bring less than a lug. Stam mincha takes a lug shemen. Rebbe and Rebbe says no shleish lugim. You have to bring 3 lugim, because that's the shemen you need in the minchas nesochim. Yeah. So if minchas nesochim, the smallest amount is 3 lugim. What's going to be parashti? The guy says, when I made my neder, I said how much. But then you say, I forgot now my parashti, how much I said. Slocha is yovi kiyom hamruba. You have to bring enough shemen or enough oil or enough yayin or shemen the day they bring the most amount of kabonis. And the Rashi will say that's going on the first day of Chag HaSukkos. And then they bring the most amount of kabonis, so that day they have the most amount of nesochim, and that's how much yayin and shemen you have to bring. But that was the day they brought the most there was. No. And Pesach, we'll see in the Gemara. And Pesach was only called Pesach, that's all. But Erev on Sukkos, first that was the most kabonis they had. Yeah. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ezra, the Pesach says, Ezra, Achnim, Ram, Leon, Ashim, Mishnad, Vin, Yain. A person can make a neder to bring wine. Rashi says, the Pashas, Nesochim, Ksiv, Kol Ezra, Chiyasa, Kocha. It's an extra Pesach. Teach us, human neder to bring wine. For Kama, how much wine do you have to bring? Shloi Shalugin. It's revealed in. I mean, Nayan, how do we know? Shemrot Yosef, you want to bring more, you can bring more Yosef. Talmud, the Pesach says, Yiyah, you can bring as much as you want. As she says, Yiyah, Hosom, Ksiv, Koch, Ger, Kedrich, Yiyah, Mashm, Yiyah, Lechem, Oid, Nesach, Machrin, you can bring more if you want. Yochel, maybe Yivchas, you can bring less than Shlesh Lugim. Talmud, this says, No Koch, Mashm, you have to have at least this much, you can't have less than this. Yeah. So you have to bring at least 3 Lugim of Yayin. Then Mishnah says Shemin, Lo Yivchas Min Alug, Rabbi Yoimer Shloish Lug. Rabbi says no, you have to bring Shloish Lugim. But Ma'akim Rotsa Machloim, Ma'akim Mifug Rotsa Machloikis, is a new Rabbon and Kaimad Rapapa. Bedoin Mino, U Mino, we learn out from someplace else, and Bedoin Mino, Vuyukim Biyasro, Kumifugi. Once you learn out from there, do you bring it back into your parasha and have all the lochas of your parasha, or maybe no? Rashi says, Doim Mino means the Shemen Debo Nidovo, Karminu Minchas Nidovo, not from Minchas Nidovo. Like we learn with Kremlin Kamon, Korban Lamashin is not in Shemen. So you learn out Nidovo from Nidovo. And some Sema Rashi says, Vuki Basro, Benesochim, the Shemen above of Me'atzmai, have a Kinesochim, Dumi the Yain. And once you have a Chiddush that you can bring Shemen by itself, where else do we find something by itself? Yain is brought by itself. So that's the question. We learn out Shemen goes by itself. Do you learn it out from Yain or no? Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan Savri, Dain Mino Umino. You learn out from over there. So Ma Mincha Misna, just like by Mincha, you can make a Nedova to bring a Mincha. Av Shemen Ami Misna, then you can make a Nedova just to bring Shemen. Umino, learn out from Minchas Nedova. Ma Mincha, regular Mincha is Belug. All you need is a Lug of Shemin. Is that Shemin Belug? When you bring Shemin by itself also, it's enough to have a Lug. For Rabbi says no. The Svar is Doin Mino. You take a learn out that you could bring Shemin by itself. But Zuki Biasra, once you learn it out from a Minchas Nedova, so now I learn out you could bring Shemin by itself, but now I learn it out from the Parsha of Nesachim. That I find yayin comes by itself. Ma mincha, misnadim. Just like you can be minadim to bring a mincha, who are the limited of shemen and misnadim. You can make shemen also in the devil. But vuki bas, I learned out back to his own pasha, ki nesachim like nesachim. Ma, it's just like by nesachim. Shloishes lugim, it's 3 lugim nesachim. Any korban that needs nesachim brought with it. This mincha then needs 3 lugim of shemen, so of shemen, when you menaga to bring shemen by itself, nami shlosh lugim. When you bring shemen by itself also, you have to bring 3 lugim of shemen. Omulu, the Papa says back, Ime mincha gomalo, Rebbe, If Rebbe learns it out from Mincha, just like a regular Mincha, it's one Shemin, one Lug, you also, is so then the Kuli Amalei Pligi Doin Mino Mino. If that would be the Pshat, everybody would agree. You learn out Shemin from Minchas Nadova, Avad, you would not need more than just on one Lug. So that's not the Pshan Rebbe. Ella rather Rebbe, he learns out Miezra Gomelo. Rebbe learns it out from the Postak of Ezrach. Rashi says, Ki Eche de Gamina Liel Yayin, the word Ezra, he could be nodded to bring wine. Rebbe, you also learned that from the same Pesach. You learn that you could bring Shemin also. So if so, it's mamish from the Pasha of Nesachim. Then it's good. So just like by Nesachim, a Mincha of Nesachim needs Gimel Lugim, Shemin, who are then a regular Shemin also. You could be nodded to bring Shemin, you need three. Oh, my lay Rebbe, for the brother of Nesachim, of our Papa, on me, Moses, Amik, he said, the Hochi is true to say this, for a time you've learned. Korban, the Pesach says Korban. Melamed shemis nadin shemin. From this person, we learn out you can bring shemin. For kama, how much? Shloshes lugim. Three lugim. So now, man shamad med yom shloshes lugim. Whose sheet is this that says, if you want to bring shemin from the dovo, you have to bring three lugim? Rebbe? It's Rebbe Shita. And still, the best is clearly, for komai silo makorbin, learn out from the korbin. Not from the word Ezra, it's learning out from the word korbin, learning it out. Or malay nachnami, tanya tanya. If you have a clear breast that says this way, he's also masking. So Nechman is not from the word of Ezrach, they're not from the word Korban, he could bring it. Since so the Korban, you have to come on to the Pshat, we said before, that you make this limud of Doin Mino of Yukubi Asra. As my place says, Itan Yitan, if you learn this way, Ol Yerlam Kan B'Doin Mino Plig in Nechman. Then you have to say, Machlikas is, once you learn it out, you bring it back into the Pasha of Nesachim, Rebbe holds. Just like Nesachim needs three lugim, when you're menada to bring Shemin by itself, also you need gimel lugim. Then the Mishnah says, Pirashti. The guy says, first I said how much Shemin I wanted, or else how much yayin. And then your day ma Pirashti, I forgot how much I said, is Yovi Kiyay Meruba. You have to bring the amount that you bring on the day, it's brought the most kabonis. Tony Bulant, it means Kiyomta Harishin Shachag. It means the first day of Sukkot. That Shechal Lias B'Shabbos comes out on Shabbos. That day they brought the most kabbonis there were. Like on the Mishnayos here, he says that on the first day of Sukkot, what they brought is they brought in 13 Purim and 2 Elim and 14 Kvosim. That was the Musfa of Chag. Then Shnei Kvosim, which was the Musfa of Shabbos. And then Shnei Kvosim was Tumit. And then also the Soya Chapis of the Masafi Ayyim. So it comes out for that, how much the Sachem needs for the Kabonis of those days was the most. So it comes out they needed 6 Lugim of Shemin and 6 Lugim of Yayin for every Parim. So it comes out there were 78 Lugim for the Parim. And then you need 4 Lugim Shemin and 4 Lugim Yayin for the Ayim. That's 8 Lugim for the Ayim. And then you need 3 Lugim Shemin and 3 Lugim Yayin for every Kevis. That was 54 lugim. So it comes out that day that you had 140 lugim shemin and 140 lugim yayin. So kids, so the guy says he made a neti. He doesn't know how much. We'll have to bring 140 of each one. That's the cheshbon. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Harei olai oila. Somebody's mechayiv and starts to bring a korban oila. He makes a neti to bring a korban oila. Lech was yavi kevis. He should bring a kevis, a lamb. A zachal elosa, that's the least one of a korban elo. A lamb is usually when it's 1 year old. So you can bring a kevis. Reb Lezer Nazayu Oimer Oy To Oy Ben Yoimer. Since he said Oyle, lav davki mean a behema, could even be a bird. So you can bring a to or a yoina. He doesn't have to bring a behema. You can bring an oif also. That's also considered in Harayelai Oyle. What's going to be Perashti? The person said, he made it, he said clearly, min ha-boker. When I made my oila, I said, clear, I want to bring it from a boker. But the end of the day, I'm not fresh. I don't know what type of a boker I said. Slocher is Yovi Par V'Yegel. You have to bring both a par and an egel. You have to be Zechorim, because my oila is only from a Zechor. But it has to be a par and an egel. Like that's one of the two things he meant. Either a par or else an egel. A par is when it's 2 years old, and an egel is called when it's 1 year old. What believe he said, Mina Behemi said, and if he any day doesn't know Ma Parashti, which type of a behema, so a lot of behemas, then you have to bring Yovi Par Vegel. Yeah, those are bokers, Also, he has to bring ayil and gdi. He has to bring an ayil that's a kevis, that's a lamb, a male lamb. When it's 2 years old, it's called an ayil. Gdi. Then he also has to bring a gdi, that's the ezim, that's goats, when it's 1 year old. Then he has to bring tle. What gdi is called ben ezim ye bishnasu vishayna tle. He has to kevis zocha ben shana. Yeah, tle, that's a lamb. Yeah. He's an ayil, is when it's 2 years old, it's called an ayil. And when it's 1 year old, it's called a tle. Because all these things are the behemoths you could bring a korban eila from. What's going to be, the guy says, Parashti, then you day ma Parashti. I said what type, but I don't know what type. So then he has all these.